Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Text of the gospel lesson, where Jesus talks about what happens when we're really tired and really beat. If you had this hot weather, if nothing else, should have let you know what it feels like to be really tired. Those of you who've had to work in this stuff really do understand how hard it is to work in 90-degree weather and what it takes out of you, and how long it takes to bring it back, how long it takes to undo it, and how tired you can get doing it. He's talking about what happens when we get so tired in life that we don't seem to have any hope. We don't know what to do. We're beat. We're down and we're out. He says, when you get that way, come to me. I can take care of you. Don't make me the last choice you make. Make me the first choice you make. Don't wait until everything else doesn't work. Come to me first. Let me help you, for I can make it easier on you. I can take some of the weight. I can take some of the pain. I can take some of the problem. I can make it easier for you to survive. So survival is possible, even in 95-degree heat. And last week, I wasn't sure we'd ever survive. It's going to be better this week. It's going to rain today. It's going to cool off. It's going to feel more like what we're used to. But sometimes when it's really difficult, not only physically, but psychologically, when things just don't go together, when no matter what you do, things don't work, you got people that are sick, you got people who need things that we can't survive with, you got people who need help and we can't provide it, then we become worried that somehow we just don't get it, that we don't have the stuff that it takes to get through it. We don't have the understanding to make it through what life throws at us. So then, hey, go to him. He says, I'll take care of you. I've got a light yoke and I'll share it with you. I tried to figure that one out. I mean, I went all over the place on this yoke thing, and it didn't make a lot of sense to me, because it seems to me like the yoke that he had was tremendously difficult and awfully difficult to handle. But he says it's light. It's easy. I can handle your problems by sharing them with me. What I've got is not a problem. I can easily handle it. But look at what he was going to handle. He was going to handle having 12 disciples, having one betray him, having a trip through Good Friday into Easter Sunday, with death along the way, and being buried in a grave, and then resurrected on Sunday. To see these things happen to what he'd put together had to be a terrific strain. The idea of a yoke, I guess, is something that you put across your shoulders. I guess the best, vision of it I've ever seen is people carrying water that way. They put this thing across the shoulders, they got a bucket on either end that falls down, and basically they average the weight of the bucket in the middle. So you could carry two buckets and still do it. But it's a lot of strain, it's a lot of weight. It's not easy to do, but he says, my yoke is easy. It's light. I can handle it. I can help you if you want me to. I can help you get through it, no matter what it is, if you come to me and ask for it. But he's got to know what we want. And I don't think it's probably smart to unbelieve that he knows everything we need so we don't have to ask. Probably in asking, we have to admit that, hey, you know, we can't do everything. You know, we're brought up to be can do. We can do it all. If it can be done, we can do it. We proved it for 250 years. We can do everything. Maybe we can and maybe we can't. And sometimes we run into things that we just can't do. So then what do? Fall apart. Get a self-help book that tells us how to do it because somebody figured it out. Go to a psychiatrist. Get on tranquilizers so that it doesn't bother us because we can't feel it anymore. Or do we take what he says is the possibility? Come to me. Give it to me. I can help you do this. I've done all this other stuff, and I can help you do this. What I've got to me is light. To you, it might be ridiculously heavy, but what I've got to you, what I feel, is light. And I can help you get through these things that you find to be very difficult if you only come to me and look to me to do it. May God give us his grace and the strength through his Son to get through what life does to us and what it hands out, so that maybe with his help we can get through it, because maybe it isn't as hard as we think. Maybe with him bearing some of the load, we can do it. In him we pray. Amen.